All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by EETV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, bro. What's going on?
Not much, man. Got some good projects to get into and a lot of things going on in music, man.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, a lot of good projects, some new music too to talk about. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, let's start it off, man, with Ace Hood. Body Bag Volume 6. This has been working, man. Incredible, you know, incredible project. I don't know what it is. I guess maybe, you know, years and years ago when he first came out, you know, not that I couldn't think he could rap or nothing, but maybe it was just something about the type of music he made or something. But man, I'm like, wow, Ace Hood is spitting. Like, he's really on one, you know, like listening to it. And then maybe I've just evolved as a listener as well, but man, he's really like spitting bars and got a lot of great things he's talking about real estate and a lot of great songs on here. The songs that stood out to me is In a Minute Freestyle, incredible song. I like London Freestyle as well. That was another good one. Celebrate You Freestyle. And maybe my favorite one is OMG Freestyle. That was crazy. So.
Yeah, you said just about everything that I was going to say. As far as the project, I thought he did a great job lyrically. Obviously, with it being a mixtape, a lot of these are tracks that he are by other artists that he's rapping over. But I liked the choices of the tracks that he selected. And obviously, like, he did his thing. For me, I would say highlights are In a Minute, like you said, London. I like Puffin' on Zooties. That was cool too. Celebrate You and OMG. So yeah, I thought it was a dope project, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, same here, man. Yeah, shout out to Ace Hood.
Thanks.
Next up, man, we got King Crooked and Joel Ortiz. These guys on their fourth project, man. They got Hard, they got Rise and Fall of Slaughterhouse, Harbor City, and now JFK LAX. Man, if we had like, I know it's early in the year, but this is like one of the top projects of the year to me. This is incredible. Like, the production is good. Obviously, the guys are, you know, barring out, incredible bars. But I think they've like gotten so much better song making wise, and they got like a good chemistry. Obviously, you know, they've just kind of started, you know, meshing and gelling together, but these guys keep putting projects out, man. They're going to make their mark, you know, as far as trying to get some type of recognition for, like, you know, when we start talking about groups, whether it be Outkast and other, you know, groups, Dog Pound or whoever, like, you know, maybe soon, man, maybe a project or two away, we'll start talking about King Crook and Joel Ortiz, even though they don't get like the marketing and the airplay, and times are different now with the streaming era, but these guys got some great projects out. I like really every song on here, but you know, I just kind of go through it again. Take Time, Dodgers, For a Friend, and Stay Dangerous. Incredible. That For a Friend is crazy. That's a Jay-Z sample, right?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it too. King Crooked, Joel, JFK to LAX, like the name and the title as well. And like you said, with what they've been doing recently as a duo, definitely if they continue on this path, I could definitely see people starting to mention their names as one of those top duos. So they're definitely in a nice, you know, groove with the projects they've been coming out. And like you said, I think they've got more cohesion as a duo over the course of these last couple of projects. So it was good to see. And we know they're going to bring bars every time. That's not even a question.
Right.
But I think they did a good job of not just bringing bars, but making good songs on this one as well.
Yeah.
So for me, highlights would be Take Time, as you said, Dodgers, as you said, For a Friend, as you said, and I really like Blue Magic as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And with those, that's pretty much the whole project. It's a EP.
Exactly, yeah.
So we pretty much named the whole project. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, facts, man, facts. Staying on the topic of King Crook, King Crook has an EP, Dear California. Incredible, man. Like we said before, you know, not just the bars, but, you know, the songs. But man, you know, Crook had this other one that came out maybe a year and a half ago, 16th Chapel, crazy. So I'm a big fan of Crook, man. He's just a model of consistency, you know, as far as like his pen is always sharp, but he's gotten so much better as a song maker. Highlights for me would be Dear California, Why Hate, Welcome to the East Side. His pattern and bar structure, how he wrote the beat, was just crazy. Maybe my favorite song on the album though is Blessings Are Coming. Great inspirational song, and just, you know, a song of encouragement to let people know just stay on the path and, you know, your blessings are coming.
Yeah, I co-signed everything you just said. The highlights were exactly the same for me. I thought he did a great job with the songwriting on this project. And it was a different vibe. Like Dear California's, you know, more of kind of a personal vibe. Why Hate and Welcome to the East Side are more, you know, I guess you would say for You're Riding in the Car, or more popular type songs, maybe even possibly radio type records. And then Blessings Are Coming is a completely vibe from every, a completely different vibe from every other song. So I really like what he did with this. I thought it was dope.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. So I know it's early in the year, but I'm sure we'll get, you know, some more projects from Crook. And also he has a dope podcast too, Crook's Corner. I like what he does with that.
For sure.
Next up, man, we got Tony Gayo with The Loyal. To me, you know, I know, you know, people always talk about, you know, well, Buck, you know, obviously Buck and 50's relationship is kind of strained or whatever. But at the time, you know, Buck, Banks and stuff like that. But me personally, I've always thought Gayo was kind of slept on a little bit, like that. What's it? Thoughts of a. I can't think of the name of that album. Thoughts of a Predicate Felon. I like that album a lot. Like the album a lot. And he's had some good mixtapes over the years as well. So, you know, I know now he's doing a lot of interviews with Vlad and sharing stories and stuff like that. But he still goes out on the road with 50, with Uncle Murder. You know, doing the hype man stuff for 50, but. You know, those guys are really enjoying life, and, you know, 50's taking care of them, and they just having a blast going overseas and stuff like that. But this project here, I liked it, man. I liked it. I like Get Indicted was a great song for me. I think it's Get Indicted Hotline. Rocket Chamber with Lord Banks. Banks, another one, man. He's like, he's just, his last couple projects have been really incredible. We talked about him on the podcast, and he's just like in his bag, and it's good to see him like collaborating with different guys too. Like Kill Switch, that's another great record on here, and Bag Mover.
Okay. I never heard the full album, The Thoughts of a Predicate Felon. I heard most of the singles. And obviously those were kind of geared towards certain audiences, you know, So Seductive, and then Curious, and some of the rest of those singles. But this is the first full project that I've heard from Yayo. So I thought it was cool. It was definitely, you know, Yayo's not necessarily like the lyrical guy. He's not necessarily the punchline guy. You know, he kind of just does what he does. Mm-hmm. So, I thought his production was choices were pretty dope.
Yeah.
It was a good mix of different beats and stuff. For me, I would say highlights would be Clown You When You're Down. I really enjoyed that beat. Line Me Okay. I don't know what it is about that song, but I liked it. Like, I can't even put my finger on it, what it is about that one, but I like it. Bag Mover with Ty. D-A-G or Ty Dag, I'm not really sure how that's said or pronounced, but I thought that was really fire, especially the hook.
Yeah.
Goat's Gun was cool to me too, and I liked Banksy's painting. or Banksy pattern. So I thought it was pretty cool. Like, you know, first Yayo project, but I didn't think it was. It's enough to make me come back to another one if he drops another one. So I thought it was cool.
Right. Oh yeah. And then speaking of thoughts of a predicate felon, I like the Curious with Joe, and but Pimpin', that one was crazy. You know. And you got like the whole G Unit in the video and Yayo doing all that stuff. But it was fire, man. Yeah. It's a pretty good album.
I always felt like Curious was like, you know, they did the one to get to know you. And right. I guess they were, you know, they just had, I guess, a good vibe going with Joe at that time, maybe. Yeah. So that's why they were doing so many songs. But I always just kind of felt like they was probably in the studio the same day they made, you know, want to get to know you. And it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You got one. Hey, check out this hook real quick. Let me see if you sing this real quick.
Right. What's the other joke, too? What's that? I Know You Don't Love Me. You Ain't the Same, Jay-Z. Yeah. So it's some hits on there. It's some hits on that album.
Yeah, I did. That one was cool. Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, man. Next up, we got NBA Youngboy. I Rest My Case. I'll let you start this one off.
All right. So, Youngboy. We've covered Youngboy a couple of times on the pod. And let's just go ahead and put the, you know, be real and put the elephant in the room on the table. A lot of times, you know, the stuff that Youngboy talks about in his lyrics, I'm not really familiar with a lot of the stuff. I don't really know a lot of the stuff that he be talking about. And it's probably like a generational age type gap thing. And that's cool. But what I will say about this one, I think this one being shorter and having a lot of shorter songs, for me, it was a lot more accessible than maybe some of the rest of the stuff that I've heard from him in the past. So I appreciated it. And I appreciate the short songs. Like, you know, I don't want a full album of, you know, 157 songs, but, you know, it's cool to have a good mix, you know, where everything ain't got to be 330, 430, you know. So I thought that was cool.
Right.
Highlights for me, I'm going to say Louis, Red, Double Cup, Fight With My Sheets, Mini Me, Same Thing, and Clear.
Yeah. Same here, you know, as far as it was good that this one was shorter. If I'm not mistaken, he's on House Arrest, I think. So, and man, he put, you know, he does like a lot of albums. You know, he probably does 3 or 4 albums a year. He puts a lot of music out. But like you said, this one was more easy to digest with the songs being more condensed. And he still got like 19 songs on here. But, you know, the songs that stand out to me are Black, Louis V, as you mentioned, Double Cup, it's incredible, Clear, Same Thing, and I like the last song on here, Hey Pops. I thought that was real cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's that?
Shout out Youngboy.
Yeah. And last but not least, we got My Ohio Connection with Trippie Redd, Mansion Music. For some reason, you know, I know there's an age gap with me and him, and I know some of the stuff he talks about is a little out there, but I don't know, for some reason, I've always kind of liked Trippie Redd. You know, this is, he's another guy, you know, longer projects or whatever. Songs that stand out to me are Psycho with Future. I like that one a lot. Nightcrawler with Juice WRLD. It's good to hear Juice WRLD vocals. That was another album I heard not too long ago with Juice WRLD too. I'm like, man, Juice, like he put a lot of material in, you know, before he passed, and you got artists who maybe wanted to collaborate with him, and yeah, you know, I guess the estate is giving people access to the vocals and stuff, but or maybe they did this before he passed, I'm not sure, but it's just good to still hear Juice putting out music. We got Muscles with Lil Durk. I thought that was a good one. My favorite song on here, this beat is crazy, like the song is just ridiculous. Die with I think it's Lucky. I like that record a lot. You got Pure with G Herbo, who I like G Herbo, and then None with the Baby.
Okay, Trippie Redd, man. Okay, when I initially looked this album up, It was showing 32 songs, and I was like, "What?"
Oh,
You know, but it turned out being 22, so that's a lot better and a lot more accessible. A lot of collabs on this album. Like you said, beats are crazy. Like some of the wildest beats I heard all year.
yeah.
And granted, we just in March, but some definitely wild beats. As far as highlights, I like Atlantis with Chief Keef. Fully Loaded with Future and Lil Baby. Goodfellas with Nardo Wick. High Hopes with Big 30. Pure with G Herbo. None with Da Baby. And I like Colors with Kodak Black too.
Kodak gets busy, man. And yeah, that's my first time hearing Chief Keef in a while, man. So it was good to hear him on here.
Yeah, he was on a couple songs, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure
Okay.
was. Yeah, but those are the albums of the week. Everybody, check out those and maybe leave a comment, which albums you liked or whatever. We'll transition to singles. I'll let you start it off, Mike.
All right, so new mute. Oh, we forgot Logic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Logic. Yeah, that's right. Logic. Yeah, go ahead. My bad.
Okay, so yeah, Logic, College Park. Now, Logic dropped a project last year that we talked about, Vinyl Days, kind of back to his essence. A lot of samples, a lot of collaborations with, some vets and stuff like that. And I think that's probably Logic's best bag, in my opinion, as an artist. But I thought this was pretty dope too, though. I really enjoyed this. Kind of had a theme going back to, when he was first, I guess, getting signed and some of the different things that he was dealing with. Well, maybe not first signed, but in the early stages of his career and some of the different things that he was dealing with at that time. Highlights for me would be Wake Up, Paradise 2 with Norah Jones, two tracks that we covered previously on the pod. Lightsabers, Shimmy with Joey Badass, really enjoyed that. Ayo with Bun B and Lil Kiki is fire. Bun B did his thing, man.
Yeah, he
I
did.
really enjoyed that track. Self-Medication with Redman, Static Selector, and Seth MacFarlane, for those who may not know, is the guy who does Family Guy. Thought that was very interesting collab, and I thought that was really dope as well. Gaithersburg featuring C. Dot, Castro, Big Limbo, Fat Trail, and ADE. Village Slum, man, that's a fire track.
That's
I
fire.
really enjoyed that. And then the one with the coordinates, I think it's 38.9897 North and 76.9378 West. Like, I don't know why you would do that to me, Logic. And you know what I'm saying? Try to make me remember that to say this on the pod, but the song is fire. C. Dot Castro, and that's featuring Big Limbo as well. Playwright featuring Andy Hull and Cruising Through the Universe with the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. I love it. I thought it was a very dope album, man.
Yeah, I co-sign all the songs that you mentioned, man. I'll probably just add Red Pill to it, but yeah, I love this album. And I like how every song, when it ended, you had the skit that kind of leads up to like the stories being told through like all the skits. Yeah, incredible project, man. I really enjoyed it a lot. That Wake Up is crazy though. I love that song, and just his bar game is crazy. And yeah, incredible project by Logic. Definitely one of the best albums this week for sure.
Yeah, facts. PLP, peace, love, and positivity. That's Logic.
Yeah, man, Redman sounded incredible on that song too. Yeah,
Hey, Red
Redman.
Snap.
Yeah, Red Snap, Bun B went off too.
Hey, Red is still nice for people who might have thought he might have fell off or something. Red Man is still out here snapping.
Yeah,
Like,
still going on. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he sounded real fresh. So that's what I enjoyed about listening to it.
Yeah, this is a dope project, man. Shout out to Logic. Dope
Yeah.
project.
Oh,
But yeah, let's go ahead and get into this new music, though. So first we got Vic Mensa featuring Thundercat, and I'm taking that's Mata with Strawberry Louis Vuitton. What you think?
Yeah, I liked it, man. I liked it. Very cool vibe. Very cool song. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I like Vic. I've always felt like he's a dope lyricist. Doesn't necessarily get the shine and a lot of the recognition that he deserves. Some of that may be because of certain things that's happened in his career in the past, but I've always thought that he was a dope artist and Chance the Rapper's cousin, for those who may not know. So
Right.
shout out to Vic. Fire song, some of those bars, like the one I'm like Mowgli to you, that whole bar, that jump was crazy, like fire. I like it.
Yeah.
All
Facts.
right, next we got Lil Wayne, Can't Nobody. I'll go ahead and start this one off. Like the DMX sample.
Yeah.
It's been a while since, I really heard Wayne. What's the word I'm looking for? The way you said Red sounded fresh on that Logic track, that's how I felt about Wayne on this. I felt Wayne sounded fresh, and I really enjoyed that. It was dope. Good bars, good cadence. So yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it. Swizzy on the beat.
Right.
So yeah, it's cool.
I switch on the beat with a, what do you say, a neck snapper. Yeah. Yeah, man,
Yeah, I thought that was fire.
it was one bar. He said, what do you say? Talking about you and your period. Let's make a mess, mama. I was like, this dude is crazy, man.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible song. I just wonder, I know Wayne, I think he's just turned 40. Yeah, I just wonder, like, sonically, how it fits into this trap era. But to me, I liked it a lot. And I think even going back to like his last album, like him and Swiss have a pretty good chemistry together. I think Wayne enjoys working with Swiss. But yeah, I enjoyed it, man. And we've talked about Wayne as far as him doing some of the soul sample beats. So I hope he has some a mixture of some of that on his upcoming project. He was talking about the Carter Six, so hopefully we get some of that on there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with that. And to piggyback on what you were saying about how it kind of fits into the trap era, what I would say, I think right now is a perfect time for him to do something like that. Because with guys like Vic dropping stuff like Strawberry Louis Vuitton, you got Griselda, doing their thing. I feel like people's ears are so open right now to a lot of different things. So right now is when you want to hit them with that stuff. So I think it's good timing on Wayne's part as well. So shout out to him on that.
Yeah.
So next we got Quavo with Greatness.
Fire.
What you think?
Fire. This may be one of my favorite songs I heard by Quavo. Like the beat is crazy. Just he wrote it, man. He wrote that beat. The video is fire. He did say one thing in there about about almost like the group being over, basically, so I just, takes, obviously with Takeoff's passing and saying that, he's gone, so we gone. I just wonder how some of the fans may feel about that. But I love this song, though. The song is fire.
Yeah, I thought the song was dope too. And I guess it's kind of a difficult thing, when you have a group and one of the members in the group passes, it's like, how do you even do the group thing anymore after that? So,
Yeah.
but I thought the
Hey,
song was
kind of
dope too.
similar to when Proof died, like D12 never did another album.
It kind of reminds me of like TLC, even though they tried to do some stuff,
Yeah.
But it kind of reminds me similar of that
Yeah, it
situation.
wasn't the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. So, like, do you even want to go down that road? But anyways, but I thought the song was dope. I thought the beat was dope. Like you said, probably one of when we talk about Quavo solo records, this is probably one of my favorites as well. Obviously, he's got songs that I thought that he did his thing on with Migos. But as far as solo records, yeah. I thought this was one of his best as well.
Yeah.
So next we got Jidenna with Blush. Jadena, it's been a minute since he dropped. I think his last project was 85 to Africa. Not sure if we were doing the pod at the time when that came out and if we covered it. Probably not. But I really enjoyed that project. I thought it was dope. This one is dope too. I thought it's a different type of vibe. It's kind of like singing, but kind of rapping as well.
Right.
A lot of the content I thought was very thought-provoking as well. So yeah, I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. The lyric video is crazy. But yeah, it's fire, man. It's fire song. Yeah, I liked it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next we got ESTG with Undefeated. I'll let you start.
Hey man, his name is coming up on this pod more and more, man. I enjoyed this song. I think he's someone with a lot of potential. You know what I'm saying? Even though, and me personally, I'm trying to be a little bit more open-minded, and kind of not be stuck into, backpack rap, as you want to call it or whatever. So I'm trying to get into more guys' music and approach it with a objective perspective. So I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was dope too. I actually like this one better than the previous song that we covered by him on the pod.
Yeah.
So yeah, I enjoyed it too. I thought it was dope.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Next we got Boss featuring Black Sharif and KLP, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I'll go ahead and start this one. Boss is the we've spoken on Boss several times, Dreamville. We just covered one of his tracks a couple weeks ago, and this one's a completely different vibe from that one,
It
but I
is.
like it, man. It's dope. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, man, this is like this is definitely, how sometimes when artists make music, it may be kind of mixtape type of stuff. Now, this is like commercial type music. Like this is something that he could really push and really make him stand out. Like this is one of the better songs of the week, man. Like this is very good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. And Boss is mad creative. Like, I'm not sure, what his demographic as far as his fan base looks like, or how large his fan base is. But like, the diversity that he puts in his music is like, it's not just for one specific group or one specific crowd. Like, a lot of different people I think could really get into his music, similar to what you were saying about how he could really push this one and market it. So yeah, I really enjoyed this and I thought it was extremely creative. So next we got Don Tolliver with Slow Motion.
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I like the lyric video, how it kept kind of looping basically. But yeah, it's pretty cool joint. I like Don Tolliver. He's worked with Nas, Eminem, so he's how back in the day you had Nate Dogg did like all the hooks for everybody. And then obviously with Nate passing, it kind of seemed like Akon took that torch for a while. And then T-Pain was doing a lot of stuff. But I think Don's, oh, and then you had what's the Ray Schremer. What's the guy in there who sings?
Wiley.
Yeah, Quailee was doing a lot of it now.
Wiley.
By now, I think Don's the guy, doing a lot of the hooks and stuff. But yeah, but this last album that we reviewed on the podcast, I enjoyed it as well. So, but yeah, I liked it, man.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. I co-sign everything you said. Thought it was dope. Nothing to
Yeah.
add. next, we got No Cap with Dedicated. This one was interesting to me,
Yeah.
because it was kind of like a singy type, rappy type song. But like, if you really pay attention to what bro was saying, he low key had some bars in there.
Yeah.
Like, and it was almost like, I think the level of technicality in some of the stuff that he was saying is like just on a level that most people aren't doing in songwriting. And that's what I thought that's what really stood out to me. I thought the writing on that song was crazy, and like some of the punchlines and the bars, like it was crazy. So like, shout out to No Cap, first song I've heard from him, but I thought that was dope.
Same here. I enjoyed it. I like the video also. I mean, he's definitely got some potential. As you said, it's my first song I've ever heard from him, but it definitely makes me want to check for him. And that's a catchy name too. I mean, No Cap, so that's pretty dope.
Yeah, big face. Next, we got JID featuring Luke, my boy. It's from the three soundtrack. Man, I'll go ahead and start. You'll be hard pressed to find me say anything negative about a JID song for real, for real. So let's just start with that. I'm a big Luke fan as well. I like Dreamville once again. I like Dreamville's whole camp. So like, as far as I'm concerned, they pretty much can do no wrong. So I really enjoyed this one as well. Look forward to seeing how it's incorporated in the movie in Creed 3, if you know it's incorporated or just on the soundtrack. But I thought it was dope. And it was dope to see Jid and Luke collab. Because I know Luke's collab with J. Cole. He's collab with he was on that track with J. Cole and the Baby from the Dreamville mixtape. So he's done a lot of work with different people within Dreamville, but this is one of the most, if he hasn't worked with JID before, this is the most memorable track that he's done with JID to me.
Also, rumor has it that J. Cole and one of the members from BTS supposed to have a song dropping tomorrow or this weekend, so we'll be on the lookout for that.
It's very
But
true.
yeah, like you said, this is a good look, man. I mean, with the Creed movie coming out tomorrow, the soundtrack, and that, this is a good look for those guys, man. I think JID is an incredible artist. Luke is another great artist, and the song is fire. Hopefully we, they may slip it in in the movie somewhere or some scene or whatever. So yeah, it's a good look for both guys.
Thanks.
And I'm saying that because I think they're great artists, but I want to see them get more of a push and more people to know who JID and Luke are, you know what I'm saying? So I think this is a good look for them.
Absolutely. Next, we got Grip. Ain't okay.
Fire,
I'll let
man.
you talk.
Fire. Like video is fire. I like Grip videos. I think he does a good job in his videos, but this one was crazy. Like when the beat changed, man, he was going off, man. He sounded real fresh. He had a baddie in there twerking and stuff, but incredible song, man. I really liked it a lot. I think Grip has a potential, man, for 2023 to be a special year for him.
Grip, all tens, man, fire, all tens. I got nothing negative to say. Fire video, Grip is fire. Like you said, the beat change, his lyricism, his flow, all tens.
Facts.
Next, we got Lil Pump featuring Smoke Perp with Tesla. Let's see, Lil Pump. I think this might be the first time we've covered Lil Pump on the pod.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I've heard a few songs before. You know, he's got some stuff inside. I thought this was cool. I mean, it's not, you know, the most lyrical song in the world. It's not, you know, the club banger maybe necessarily, or the one that's gonna get the girls dancing. But you know, it's catchy, and you know, I could see this becoming something that's getting a lot of radio play, you know, especially because of the theme of the song and the catchiness. So, you know, I thought it was cool. And Smoke Perp is, I like some Smoke Perp stuff. I haven't heard a whole bunch, so you know, I'm basing it off what I've heard, but I like some of his stuff, and I thought it was a cool collab. So shout out to both of them.
I thought it was cool. I like I told you offline, like, man, he needs to get some type of endorsement deal. He keep pumping up these corporations and stuff, obviously with the Gucci Gang song and now this one about Tesla or whatever. But yeah, I mean, let's see what he does. I think for me, it's been a while since I heard from him. I haven't heard from him in years, so before this song came out. But yeah, it was cool to see him come back, and I enjoyed the song.
Okay. Next, we got Key Glock with Dirt.
Yeah, I like the video on this song. I thought the video was cool. He had some interesting stuff he was talking about. I'm not as familiar with his music, but yeah, I was listening. You know, I was listening to his bars, and I think he has a pretty, in-depth, viewpoint of stuff that he's talking about. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the video was cool. Like you said, I think he's got a good voice, like a really good rap voice. So that was cool. And like you said, I really enjoyed the video. I thought it was in-depth, and not sure how much he might have spent on it, not that I'm counting his pockets or nothing, but, I thought it was a pretty dope video for what he was doing in the video. Right. So, yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Facts.
Next, we got Finesse 2 times, Out of State. This fired me, bro. the Kim sample, it's fire. I got nothing negative to say. I thought it was fire.
Man, even if I'm not as familiar with this, I can't escape his music because when I go to the barbershop, it's all they play in there. But if you listen to him, man, he's got a lot of punchlines, a lot of punchlines and stuff that he's talking about. But yeah, he's got a good voice and got a good swag. And, most of his videos I've seen are pretty good too.
Okay, so you're familiar with him?
Just going to the barbershop, because the barbershop I was going to, this is all they play in there.
Okay, see, this is my first knowledge of him. I really found him in trending music, new trending music of the week, and that's how I found him. So this is first song. I didn't really know what to expect or anything, but I thought it was fire.
Right. I know he has mob ties in the video thing, so I don't know if he has some type of connection with J. Prince Jr., but he's been like in a couple of the music videos and stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, we got Mauna Leo with Ridgemont Baby. Fire.
Fire. And we said at the same time, fire. Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
I'm not very familiar with Mauna Leo or Mauna Leo. I'm hoping I'm saying your name right, but I thought that was fire. Good bars, good concept, good beat. I love it.
Yeah, I liked it too. The video was dope. As she was talking about, roaches in the house and everything, and where they at now, and what she's getting for features and stuff. But yeah, I like the song a lot, and she's definitely on my radar for somebody to check out.
Thanks, absolutely.
Yeah.
Next, we got Rich the Kid featuring Lil TJ, Do You Love Me? I'll let you start this.
As someone who's, I'm a big Rich the Kid fan. I like, him and Polo G, some of the, what I consider younger guys that I like the music. I don't know, I couldn't really catch the groove of this one as much. But I only listened to it once. I definitely give it another listen. But, normally, like, Rich the Kid, like, he has songs that I, like, have on repeat. You know what I'm saying? But this one didn't quite hit me like that. But, shout out to him anyway, because I do enjoy his music. And it's just one song. I definitely give another listen. But it just didn't hit me like some of his other songs did.
No, I actually agree. I know we listened to the mixtape or the project that he did. Didn't he do a project with Wayne a couple years ago?
Yeah, was it Trust Fund Babies or something like that?
Yep, Trust Fund Babies. That's right. And we covered it on the pod. And I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but, same here.
Like you said, this one didn't necessarily hit the same way that one did. But like you said, I only listened to it once too. Yeah. So, maybe that could be it. But I didn't think it was trash or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So next we got Kane, Cost of Doing Business. Fire.
Man, this may be like in the top 3 or 4 songs of this week, man. This song here is crazy. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. And I actually wanted to cover a Kane song last week, but we had so much stuff going on with the last part, you know, we just didn't have a chance to fit it in. So I'm glad he dropped something else and we were able to cover him this week. Fire.
Yeah, that's fire, man.
Yeah. Dreamville, y'all need to sign that man.
Yeah.
Next, we got J.I. Save You. I like this one too, man.
Yeah.
I liked it better than the Star Power record that we covered last week. Thought it was a little more in depth. We got some more of this kind of singy, rappy thing. But like I said, I think that's kind of his vibe and what he does. But I think it's a good like zone for him. I think he is very effective in it. So yeah, thought the video was dope. Shout out to J.I. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is the video when he was like in a AA meeting and saying he was addicted to pain. Yeah, it's fire, man. I enjoyed it a lot too. Oh, well, one more thing. You talked about, was it Kane being signed to Dreamville? If you don't get signed to Dreamville, Paul Rosenberg, reach out to that man.
Hey, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Somebody need to sign him. For real, for real.
Yeah.
Next, we got NBA Youngboy with Never. Now, this one wasn't on the project that we covered. So I'm not sure if this is on something that he's got coming or if it's just single, but it is trending. So shout out to Youngboy on that. I personally like most of the stuff that I heard on the project a little bit better than this one, but that's just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Once again, did I think it was trash? No, but I kind of like most of the stuff that I heard on the project that we covered a little bit more than this. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I couldn't really get into this one like I could some of the songs on the album, but it was cool. I mean, like, I only listened once, but you know, it's not bad though. It's okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we got Black with Since I Have a Lover. This one was a different vibe than I've personally ever heard from Black. So I thought that was interesting. Some of the lyrics, he had a little Phil Collins interpolation at the end of the song. I don't know if anybody else caught that besides me, but I thought that was dope. And just the vibe of the song, like, you know, I think most of his songs kind of have like a little R&B type vibe. This was a little more broad, though. You could kind of play maybe even on some pop station. So I thought it was interesting and I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I thought it was dope too. And they definitely cracked the budget on that video. He was flying all over the city and stuff. But yeah, it was dope. And he's done some incredible collabs as well too. He's on Boogie's album, Jesse Reyes. So yeah, I mean, he does great stuff, man.
Yeah, Black and Anderson .Paak. We need that track.
Yeah, facts, facts, facts.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, lastly, I guess to finish everything up for this week, I want to speak on my boy Jay Nice out of Austin, Texas. He's got a new project coming out featuring, or it's a collab album with Dre South. This is his fourth national release. It's featuring Calvin Martyr, Tank Washington, Rockstar JT. I hope I'm saying your name right. Shy Moya, and my homie Six Shots. That's my gosh, Six Shots. So shout out to him. Shout out to Jay Nice. Project's called City Council. So y'all check that out. It's streaming on all platforms. So and the release date is March 3rd. So by the time you guys see this, it will definitely be out. So everybody go check that out, stream it. And shout out to my boy Jay Nice. And y'all go show him some love on the project.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, shout out to him, man. Also, I do like a little plug too. I dropped a project on my birthday. It's called MIC Make It Count. So you can go to YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere and check that out and let me know what songs you like. I actually am shooting a visual this weekend for it. So look out for that.
Big facts.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, I enjoyed it, man. It's a good playlist. Like the more and more, especially we covering these singles, man, it's like it's putting more artists on my radar to like look out for. But yeah, I enjoyed this week, man, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, like you said, we got a couple of things coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm pretty sure that Sayuri the Prince project is dropping pretty soon. Like you said, J. Cole's got the track with J Hope from BTS coming out tomorrow, so that should be interesting. Maybe we'll definitely talk about it on the next pod. You know, if it's
Oh, yeah.
big enough, we might even do a segment or something. Just
Yeah.
depends. But and this will definitely some more projects coming out. I know Capadonna's got one dropping soon.
Macklemore is out tomorrow.
Facts, Macklemore is coming out soon. And a couple of more. So yes, a lot of stuff to look out for. And we will keep y'all informed. Stay tapped in with us, and we'll keep y'all informed on what's going on.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Also, you can check us out on Spotify. You know, I look at those analytics from time to time. So we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Mike, give everybody the social media before we tap out of here.
Yes, sir. It's M1C underscore CH3CK. That's Mike Check at or on Instagram.
All right, you can check me out on Instagram as well, Terrence Hill the Great. I'm on Facebook, Terrence Hill, and on YouTube, In the Hills or Terrence Hill Music. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on the very next episode. Take care.